just terrible decision making and then really soft defence from the group, really. You know, to be in front by that sort of score and then allow it to fritter away was massively disappointing.
You set yourself some high standards last year. Are you saying that this time around, first up, you've fallen short of what you want to produce?
Oh, we certainly did the last 10 minutes of each half, I thought, but you know, we've lost the game. It's, you know, that's not our standard. Certainly, when we've got a game by the scruff of the neck like we had there, it's just beggars belief that some of the decision making that we came up with, and then the poor defence on the back of that was obviously pretty disappointing.
Let's look at the positives. I mean, you were in control for long periods of the game. You're not looking too positive right at this moment in time, but you know, how do you feel about what the good stuff you can take into a training field this week?
Oh, yeah, we know we can play. There's no doubt about that. We can score points. But ultimately, we've lost the game, you know. So whilst you take some positives away from it, and there's some things to build on, you don't get too many positives when you lose a game that clearly you should have won.
Well, let's talk about Dennis Solomona as a positive. He got across the whitewash for a couple for you.
Well, he's a good player, and he's pretty athletic. You know, some of the skill sets that he showed today when he picked the ball up off his ankles was fantastic in full flight. So. Yeah, obviously, you know, he's a quality finisher, so he's going to be great for us in the future.
And you had your opportunities in the second half to put the game to bed, certainly the first couple of minutes of that second period. You've got to give the Wildcats some credit for what they did defensively at that stage.
Yes, I thought they scrambled really well. They worked hard. Obviously, they hung in there when they needed to, and we couldn't quite get the ball down. You know, there's one decision there that looked a bit weird. Referee, you know, he's as... a little bit closer than the in-goal touch judge, but decides to go with him. So that seemed a bit strange, but yeah, they worked hard to keep us out, and we were pretty unlucky not to get some more points at times. But it's just one of those ridiculous games, I think, that, you know, we've won a few in the past ourselves like that. And Wakefield, credit to them, hung in long enough to see the weakness in our underbelly, which is the most disappointing thing about it.